What is up? Welcome to episode 134, episode 34 of season 2 of the Degrees Couch Chronicles. Yeah. We like to say DCC for short.
Yes.
Before we do get started on this amazing show we got for you today, direct your eyes to the front. Got some products here for you. Shop Glow Nude.
Yes, guys, visit us on our website at www.glownudeshop.com, and you can follow us on our Instagram at glow.nude. 100% organic products on your head tops, formulated for all skin types, but specifically for black skin. Again, you can visit us on our Instagram at glow.nude. The link is in the description.
And on that note, let's start the show.
Yes.
All right, so candid, as in wasn't planned, off script, I guess. Black Adam. I saw Black Adam. Went to see that shit recently. Yeah, it came out. You know, the shit where The Rock is the superhero dude with lightning on his chest.
Or a vigilante.
Saw that. I don't want to say it's kind
of
lackluster, as in like.
Of course, it's The Rock.
It's not like boom, boom, like, you know what I mean?
I was
expecting
The Rock.
It to be. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a bad movie. I enjoyed it, but. I feel like The Rock it up, you know what I mean? I feel like I was watching a movie about The Rock's life.
To me, he's so, like, he's so corny. Like,
this is about him.
he's corny as hell to me. I feel like it wouldn't have been shit. Like, I wouldn't want to watch that. That's not something I would want to watch. I feel like The Rock is corny, so I wouldn't watch it.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I'll give the movie a 5. I'll be a little generous. 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, it was good, but it was just like, yeah, I wasn't really feeling it, you know what I mean? Yeah, what we got on the dock today, let's see. All right, we're going to start this one. All right, MTV Yo Mama Battle, right? This is a throwback for those of you who are new to the internet and TV, right? MTV, literally, this would not fly in today's era, but MTV had a show where pretty much you would battle... It would start off with like maybe 6 or 7 people just like battling simultaneously. It would be like a group and everybody would battle simultaneously until like your mama jokes, like your mama's so fat, like she can't even poop on a toilet. They need they need like one of them tubes for the pool. You know what I mean?
Or
she
your mama's so fat when she's standing on a scale, so it's to be continued.
Yeah.
Like,
so those
like
jokes
that.
Was flying like crazy. Let
Back
me see what year did that come out?
Yeah.
Just to show you, like, the time, MTV. And pretty much, yeah, then they would do one-on-ones. It was like one rapper would battle another person. I can't even say they were a rapper, really. It was like one comedian jokester person would battle another comedian jokester person. And then it would get down to, like, the final two. And then they would go and search that person's house, meet their actual mama, and then come back and battle rap the other person about their mama.
I want to know who pitched that show. And I forgot who.
Wilmer Valderrama was the host.
Yeah, I forgot. If you remember who he is, he's from That 70s Show.
Yeah, Fez from That 70s Show.
Yeah.
It came out 2006, I was right.
Wow.
So 2006.
Damn, it was fresh when we came here.
Yeah, Yo Mama, it had 3 seasons, like, for real. And it was like a reality-type TV show. And, yeah, it was Wilmer Valderrama, Sam Sarpong, who's like the black dude. And yeah, they would just pretty much tell your mama jokes and stuff. So
back and forth.
It was crazy. It was so crazy.
It's definitely not flying in this time, but
it's just a throwback.
It was a good run. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, your mama watching. Jokes, like real your mama jokes, bro.
Yeah.
That would not fly in today's era. How y'all handle stuff. So I just thought that was interesting. You know what I mean? It was in my head. All right. How much are you allowed to change in a relationship?
Yeah.
The allowed word, don't think about that, but it's like I want to say not allowed to change, but it's like when you're growing as a person, and let's say certain aspects of you change as you're growing, that I guess might affect the way your partner views you or views the relationship, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to say how much are you allowed to change, but
I say that because how much are you allowed to change in the relationship until the relationship is over? Because for
change can be bad, though.
For a relationship to be successful, to certain people, for a relationship to be successful, the person has to grow with you or has to be able to, like, compromise the you that is continuously changing. So yeah. I'm saying, how much are you allowed to change until the person realizes, like, yo, I don't like this version of you?
I feel like you almost don't even have the control of that.
Yeah.
It's like you're just changing because you're just evolving as a person. Your life is changing. You're changing as a person. So if you're the betterment of yourself, if you're changing and it's for the better for you,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that should be what it is. So if this means that your partner no longer likes the better you, then guess what? You got to get a better partner. You know what I mean? You got to change that up. So I don't want to say like
allowed.
you're not allowed to change. Cause then you got to stay the same way. So the relationship stays the same way. It's like if you're changing for the betterment of yourself, and then that's affecting the relationship negatively, then obviously this got to end or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Something's got to give. That's what I subscribe to, at least. So.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's the beauty of relationship. I actually feel like it's easier to to be single.
Why easier? What do you mean?
Because it's easier to be alone.
Yeah. Obviously, Dad. You don't have to really do nothing.
Yeah,
you don't feel obliged to like. Maybe send a text message or something, or be anywhere, you know what I mean? So, yeah, of course, it's easier to be single, but
in that aspect,
I guess we're not really trying to have an easy life of love and stuff. So.
Not like relationships are so hard, but...
Nah, but it is easier to be alone, to provide for yourself, eat for yourself, buy one meal instead of two or six.
How many...
Well, you and your wife, right, or husband, and then four kids, two girls, two boys.
I thought you meant like continuous meals throughout the day.
No. I mean six. Like, I guess that's how it sounded, right? Yeah.
I thought you meant like
it's like six plates, not six meals.
Six meals, as in like you eat this time and then you go eat again.
No. I was saying
and again,
like. Your meal, my meal.
Yeah.
But it's not like that, right? It's
your meal, it's my meal.
It's a meal.
It's not like, no, you're not buying one meal for you and your partner. It's literally.
Oh, so it's two meals. I was right then.
Yeah, so you're buying.
So a family of six would need six meals, right?
Why did you jump to a family of six is what I'm saying.
Because that's what I said originally.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, they would need six meals.
All right, bet. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it is easier for you to... Be alone, I guess that's not what majority
prefer.
It's
not what we're subscribed to at this moment.
Yeah, that's not what I guess majority prefer. People, I guess, would want to be in a relationship and, you know, love somebody. But, yeah, I guess if you're changing for the better is, in the summary, if you're changing for the better, I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing when you're changing for the better.
How will you build generational wealth? That's big.
Yeah.
How generational wealth? I feel like establish something that is in the lines of a forelonged success, like anything in
venture.
Yeah, like real estate, they like to say. So anything that has to do with a property being somewhere for a very long time. Real estate, right? That's a big one because that stretches into a lot of things. You got to own like a building or something, you know, like a house or a property, like business property, so that's all real estate. Generational wealth. I guess monetarily, you would have to have. It all means business. You gotta have a like business and be a business person. Generational wealth can be other things too. Like, how are you establishing your relationships with certain communities, so that like your kid could benefit from like. You know what I mean? Not like, you know what I mean? Like, people you've known can help out your kid when you're not around. You know what I mean? That's also generational wealth.
For me, I feel like generational wealth is not something that you can attain right now, because I feel like times change. So what you can, what you make, what you're making money off of right now might not be what's the money maker in the future. Like what generational wealth means to me, or how I will make it for my children or grandkids or whatever, is the gift of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because whether you own a business or not, COVID showed us that anything can happen.
Yeah.
Right? Business been around for like 15 years, 10 years or whatever, and went down in flames during COVID. But I feel like once you have the knowledge, generational wealth comes from that.
Yeah. Like books, certain books you've read. That's a good one. Yeah, I wasn't even really thinking about that, but you're right. Certain books you've read, for sure. I just was like, when I thought about generational, it's like that has to do with
what's tangible.
Yeah, not what's tangible, really. It's like it has to do with you not being around. How are things furlonging? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but
so it's like,
for as long as you're around, I feel like it's important to instill what you know in your children. You know what I'm saying? I feel like time capsules and writing certain things is important to pass down to your kids and grandkids, because whether you're around or not, like, I feel like the gift of reading or knowledge or video or whatever is still gonna be around after you're gone. So I feel like that's important to leave something behind so they can have knowledge and know how to move.
I mean, this is a good one.
This is what it is. We already started. Feel me?
Yeah, you know what I mean? We back in time. Well, we in the future.
Imagine,
we in the middle of the time waves.
20
We in the future and the past.
20 years from now.
Oh, man. What does this look like 20 years from now? That's a good one, right? That's a crazy trip.
Niggas
going
to be like, what the hell? What was they talking about?
Yeah, right? For real, still. But, yeah, knowledge, wealth, your communicational skills, your reputation. Reputation is a good one. You know what I mean? Because, God forbid, the problems of the parents fall on the kid. So yeah,
your reputation.
If you got beefs with people around your neighborhood, you best believe your kid might inherit that. So reputation, definitely. If you have a good reputation, that helps with your kid having a good upbringing. So,
and that goes without saying too. Sometimes when you have a good reputation, you don't need to say nothing. Niggas be like, "Yo, I got him."
Yeah.
Feel me? Your bills already
paid.
That's
what's his name, kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you govern. So
the Gucci generational.
Sometimes
wealth.
You don't even need security with like reputation.
Yeah, generational wealth can mean a lot of things. We're giving you a lot of examples right now. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be like you gotta have a business and then pass the business down to your kid,
because
maybe your kid don't want to own a tie shop.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to sell ties.
Or cookies.
So
or antiques.
I don't want to sell ties, Dad.
That's funny as hell. Imagine selling ties, bro.
It's probably a booming business. I don't know. But yeah.
Depending on the neighborhood still.
Yeah. What's a good tie to
Yo.
Leave
I know a lot of
what's a good
ties.
Tie selling? What's a good tie selling neighborhood? Let me know. I got the hook up. Oh, man. On that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break right here. This is a beat by me, J Degrees. Enjoy. All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that. And get in contact if you want to inquire about content creating, beats, you know what I mean? All the vibes. Let me know. Put the thing up a little bit. Right there. You good?
Yes.
We got. What does it mean to be a hustler? I'm a hustler, baby.
I'm a hustler, baby.
I just want you to know.
All right.
Where I've been.
Nah, I'm gonna lie.
So I don't know.
Nah, I'm gonna lie.
What does it mean to be a hustler?
Getting that money by any means. By any means.
But is that not a survival?
Like if you're selling ties.
Is it? Or bean pies.
At the barbershop.
That's Pete. That's Pete.
What?
Yo, man. I just feel like there's no such thing as a hustler.
What?
Or it's the wrong labeling. I feel like.
What?
You're surviving and they put a nice label on it. It's survival. Think about the people who they call hustlers. You're doing shit just to survive.
No, because a hustler can you can reach past the survivability aspect, and now you're just getting money on top of being able to provide. I think a hustler is, I already have the survival shit down. Now I got Rolls Royces. I got diamonds.
But then
that's
you
what
wouldn't
a
be
is.
Consider a hustler. You just be considering.
No, you're a hustler. Let me show you. Let's look it up. Yes. Gen Z for them. For us, we gonna
look it up. Yeah. All right, let's see what it means.
Because I'm thinking you're kind of right, but then I'm like, you know, an aggressively enterprising person, a go-getter, and then dash prostitute.
So
I was about to say one contradicts the other.
Yeah.
But the first definition is an aggressively enterprising person, a go-getter, which means. When I always heard the term go-getter, to me that was like, yo, you're going to get it. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of people who they try to allow it to come to them, which means they follow the written path. A hustler doesn't. They go that way. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, and by definition, a hustler is someone who... aggressively they're aggressively going after. All right, let me see if I can pick an example. There's a bunch of shit, right? There's a bunch of shit you gotta do in a day, right? Mm-hmm. A hustler gets all that done for today and tomorrow. You get what I'm saying?
I just consider that a regular person, though. Like, a person on fucking pre-workout.
There's some people who would just go through the day and then deal with tomorrow's shit tomorrow. A hustler, I would do all of my tasks of today, and I'll do all of my tasks of tomorrow today.
But I don't consider that a person... I don't consider that specific person a hustler. I just consider that person just doing shit at an accelerated rate. Like, when I think of a hustler...
A hustler got three jobs. A hustler got more than one job.
Yes.
Surviving is one job.
And that means you're surviving. Surviving means you have to do whatever it takes to survive. And that looks like often three jobs. Feel me? When it says a prostitute, that means you're doing whatever you got to do to make this money.
I'm mad they said a prostitute. A hustler and a prostitute is the same thing.
I'm mad
that's what they did. That's crazy.
But in a sense, not saying that, but like the word was created to look nice, but it's a person who is surviving.
A hustler
in
a sense, a finesse kid. A hustler and a survivor is not the same thing, though. They're saying here a person who survives, especially a person remaining alive after an event in which others have died.
But today's society, it ain't life and death. Not as deep as life and death. Sometimes it is, but that's what it means to survive.
What does it mean is to be a survivor? A survivor is someone who hasn't died.
That's basic what I'm saying. As fuck.
A survivor would be someone who just gotten through the day. A hustler is someone who's gotten through today's and tomorrow's day. That's what I'm saying. Like a hustler is an
extreme survivor.
It's gonna
do whatever
survivor.
It takes.
All right,
yeah.
A hustler is an extreme survivor. That's
yes.
A perfect example. I think that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Because, like, I get, like your average person is a hustler. Like, you're just your average person.
Nowadays, because look at how much you have to do to fucking make ends meet. Like,
I see where you get, damn it. I see where you're going, for real.
That's what I'm saying. Like, real still. We all hustling out here. We all.
Somebody was telling me, like, we're heading on, this is a much older gentleman. He might have been, like, at least 52 or, like, 47. I don't know. He's one of those ones. But he was just like, yeah, we're heading on to dark times. I'm like, I'm just washing my hands, but whatever. This is the gym or something.
It's real out here.
Like, I'm just washing my hands. You know, these gas prices getting high. We're in the middle of a recession, man. We're heading on to all dark times. I'm like, word? Paper towel? I was like, word? Telling me this, but like I know, you know what I mean?
These are things
we talk about. Like, you don't know I got a podcast, but I know, you know what I mean? So there's times I wanna, you know what I mean? I wanna maybe do some dips or like maybe do some arm raises and not talk about politics.
That's true.
But you know, it is what
everywhere
it is.
Still.
It is what it is. But that's what it is. We're gonna move on from that because we have more to get to. Our level of trust in other people is actually big. What is that? I didn't write that. So what does that mean?
Think about how many people.
Are you like bus drivers?
No. But think about how
and
many
train station drivers.
Think about how many people say,
it's
"Yo,
a lot of trust, bro.
I don't trust people, or it's hard for me to trust people." But think about the food that
Uber
you order,
drivers,
the person
DoorDashers,
that's delivering it to you.
You trust
the person
hard.
That's
you're right.
Cooking your food. You trust. Yeah, you trust hard, especially
waiters.
Fast food. You trust in. Trusting hard body, bro. So it's like we can't say that it's hard for us to trust when we put a lot of trust in
bartenders, bro. I could put a Molly in your drink.
Exactly, like yo,
and you wouldn't even know.
Allegedly, because y'all niggas be tripping.
These bartenders could do anything to your drink, bro.
Not only the cooks. These That's open crazy. Kitchen concepts allow you to see everything.
Mm-hmm. We put, yeah, there's a lot of trust in people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trust, man. Uber drivers.
Yeah, Uber drivers, taxi drivers, train. Yeah. Your coworkers.
Coworkers, bro.
Look at those videos that you watch before you start the job and the niggas. Imagine somebody comes here with a gun.
I'm out of here, bro. I'm not saving Cassandra. Crazy.
It's a lot of meeting. It's a lot of people we actually trust that we don't realize.
Out
so
of here, bro.
You gotta
think about your everyday life. It's actually pretty sick. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sick, bro. Other drivers on the road we trust.
Yeah.
How I know you're gonna make that left? I've seen niggas not make that left and indicate left.
Yep.
I was like, yo, you said you was gonna go left. You didn't. This nigga went straight.
Your niggas swerving in the lane that you went from all the way on the left side. So,
a lot of trust. You're right.
It's a lot of trust.
On that note, favorite topic time. Her loss.
Music take.
Her loss, bruv. Her loss.
What a fucking album. It is a
Drake and 21 Savage, Her Loss.
16 track album.
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's get into it. We've been waiting all week.
First things first. Three favorite tracks.
Oh, I was about to say that. Number one. My number one favorite, I'm not going to hold you, is Major Distribution. I'm going to put that at number one. My number two is Back Outside Boys. And my number three is, what is that song called again? Jumbotron Shit Poppin'. Those are my top three.
All right. Fuck with those.
What are your top three?
I'm going to go with Circo Loco.
Okay.
Favorite one right there. I'm going to put Back Outside as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Treacherous Twins. You know what I mean?
I like Treacherous
Twins. You're my evil twin.
Honorable mention for me.
Put an asterisk next to Treacherous Twin.
Yes. Put the album up there, Gen Z.
Yeah. Least favorite song.
My least favorite song. Every time it comes on, I kind of skip it. 3 a.m. on Glenwood.
You don't like 21 going off like that?
I don't really fuck
that's
with
dope.
It.
That's dope. That's like 21's time and timestamp and location. You don't like that?
It's I don't really like that. It's that and Middle of the Ocean. I'm not really feeling it. So
really? The take the va-va to the sink on sink and then back to the va-va into the lava.
it's my least favorite. It's digestible, but I honestly skip that. I guess it's fuck me. I like it, but I skip that as well. So those are the ones I skip. I do love the album, but those are not necessarily my favorites. When it comes to an overall rating, I give it an 8 out of 10. The album.
I don't like Hours in Silence. And what? I'm not a big fan of BS.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
And yeah, that's really it.
I spend a block on Hours in Silence and I fuck with it.
Yeah, I don't know. The album, I like the album, honestly. I'll give it a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5.
But only because I feel like 21 should have been on there a little bit more, so it sounds like a majority Drake album.
Yeah,
so I don't know
why
that
it's
about,
8.5.
But yeah, for me, I'll give it a 9.5, honestly, because it's near perfect for me. I like this album a lot. I bumped it very hard since it came out, and yeah, it slaps, and I'm gonna keep listening to it. So
it does slap.
Shout
it
out to that, well. You know what I mean? Aww. Whoa, what? Mm-hmm. Not what I was supposed to be.
Shout out to Drake and 21 Savage on this album. I do agree. I wish 21 Savage was on there a little bit more. Yeah. It does sound like a Drake with a sprinkle of 21 Savage, but I love the album. Like, Drake was going off. I love the petty Drake.
There was some controversial stuff in there, but I don't know. Like, it's bars, and if you feel like it's about you, then besides when he deliberately said, well, fuck Adidas, nigga. So
yeah,
and Serena, his husband,
your husband.
Direct shots, and of course the whole Yeezy thing with Jay Prince. Like, there's obvious stuff, but there are other things that people really read into. So, you know what I mean, I feel like the drum line might have been direct too, because the Cha Cha Slide thing. But yeah. Other than that, I feel like other people might have been reaching. So take it as you will. The album's dope, and it's Drake. So what are you gonna do about it? You know, cancel Drake, cancel you.
Yes, guys, tune in next time to another episode of our music take.
Nice. All right, make sure you subscribe on all our platforms, you know what I mean, TikTok, Instagram. We're on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
And yeah,
DCC everywhere.
This has been us. We're war with ourselves, we're war with everyone outside, but be safe out there, guys. Peace.